Hi, I'm Madeline Rackerby, KSUT's media director, and today I'm joined by Rhea and Carmen from the Women's Center.
Hi, I'm Carmen. I am one of the social justice peer educator interns at the Women's Center, and my role specifically is one of the gender buffet interns.
Yeah, and this is Rhea. I am the facilities and operations intern at the Women's Center.
Thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah. We're going to start off with kind of like the history of the Women's Center.
Yeah, so it actually originally started as the Women's Resource Center in 1973, and it began as a student-run organization, and basically in response to these growing concerns that female students on campus weren't feeling like their specific needs were being met by the university. Mm-hmm. And this continued into the 90s, so the Women's Resource Center was solely run by student volunteers. And this kind of started to pose a problem for the university because we very quickly became the last UC school to have a staffed and permanently funded women's center. Mm-hmm. So eventually we finally got approval to start one in 1995. And then on October 14th, 1996, the Women's Center first opened their doors to the student community, but not only to undergraduate students. We were open to undergrad, graduate, postdocs, staff, and faculty. And basically, when it first started, the goal was to foster awareness, education, and community at UCSD.
What are some of the examples of what the Women's Center does for the UCSD student body now and in the past?
So a lot of people know us as a study space with some of the comfiest chairs on campus, but we also have tons of awesome programs like Gender Buffet that I mentioned I help co-facilitate. It's a weekly discussion on gender-related topics every Friday from 12 to 1:30. We also have a lot of great year-long programs like STEMtorship, which is specifically for women STEM students on campus. We have a lot of speakers come in and talk to these women and, you know, really support them on this campus. And we also have Voices program, which is a feminist leadership program. We also are really proud of all of the resources that we provide for people on campus, as well as doing a lot of educational programs and really focusing on the destigmatization of things like mental and sexual health.
That's so needed on college campuses, especially where a lot of sexual assaults occur.
And in general, like, we're kind of a stepping stone, you know, so yeah. Our, you know, center doesn't do exact, like, yes, we will have programs around sexual assault, but we're able to help people and point them in the direction of other centers like CARE at SARC, where mm-hmm. people can actually get the help that they really need. And so we kind of are proud to kind of be that, like, home base for people where then they can go and get, like, the actual help that they may need from there.
And how do you see the Women's Center evolving or changing now and in the future? Like, how is it different from when it started in the 70s? What do you see it becoming in the future?
So I think that kind of the norms of society, and as they change, the center kind of evolves with them. And so we see, like, when it first started, the center was mostly focusing on kind of cis women, and we're focusing more on, like, a gender binary and how do we help cis women on campus. And as we've evolved and changed over time, we're much more inclusive of all genders. You know, we encourage men to come into mm-hmm. our programs, to come into the space, and we're really somewhere that's inclusive of everyone. And really focusing now on kind of education around certain power structures like the patriarchy and how that oppresses all of us, focusing more on, like, an kind of intersectional approach to how we deal with oppression that we all face.
Yeah, and like Rhea was saying, just becoming more inclusive and really pushing our knowledge as to what it means to be equal and free from these oppressions. So I'm really excited to see, you know, what will become in the future.
Yeah. To close it out, like, how do you see the Women's Center collaborating with other student orgs on campus?
You know, we are trying to create more community with the other, especially the other resource centers on campus. I know that for Gender Buffet specifically, we're really trying to have more of the other orgs and resource centers come in and talk about what they do, especially since a lot of the things that, you know, they're working towards are really related to what we're trying to work towards, and mm-hmm. kind of our passions are really interrelated in the terms that we're really trying to bridge the intersections of these different identities. And do you have anything to add to that, Rhea?
I would say, just to like be a little bit more clear, is that the Women's Center, like, is a resource center. So that's a little bit different than a student org, because we are like staffed year round and we have permanent funding from the school.
Yeah.
And so while we are trying to really incorporate and like pull people from different student orgs, our main focus is actually working with the other resource centers. So like the LGBTQ plus resource center, Black Resource Center, other ones like that, where we're kind of finding these different identities that so often are oppressed and kind of become intertwined. And so we have kind of guiding principles in our work called FACES. And these principles include feminism, awareness, community, empowerment, and social justice. And the first one, feminism, I think really covers this idea of why we need to work together. And it's because we think of feminism as kind of having this goal that in order to end one oppression, you have to end all oppressions. Yeah. And so that's why we see like all these different resource centers and the oppressions that they're fighting as our fight as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm so glad that you guys are an institution that's survived and been around on UCSD campus for as long as you have. And I think the work you guys do is really important at spreading awareness and preventative measures so that we all exist in a more happy and healthy environment. So thanks for coming in. If there's anything coming up at the Women's Center you'd like to mention.
Like I said, we have Gender Buffet every week, Fridays at the Women's Center in our living room from 12 to 1:30. Really just like chill discussions. We provide light snacks, so that's always cool. They're just informal discussions on topics related to gender. So usually my co-facilitator and I have maybe like a PowerPoint that, like, you know, provides background on a specific topic. Like, for example, you know, we were thinking of talking about kind of like Greek myths and, you know, the women's perspectives in terms of that. Cool. Yeah, yeah. So we're thinking about doing that and, you know, just, you know, having people kind of explore that topic and, you know, really kind of try to understand what that means. But it's not really, we're not trying to force anyone to think a certain way. It's all about kind of like planting seeds of these ideas. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And then my role specifically is facilities and operations intern. Like, I get the really cool opportunity to create passive programming in the space, which is basically like displays that I've researched and created and then put up, depending on maybe, like right now we have one up for Native American Heritage Month, but I'm about to be putting up some for Transgender Day of Remembrance, which is coming up. And in general, like, I would come check out the space because we're going to be having a lot of stuff surrounding the 19th Amendment this year, but we're also really focusing on how complicated that was and how, even though women were given the right to vote, there are still lots of people who don't even have that today, and how that coincided with the civil rights movement, and just kind of looking at how complex that issue was.
Totally. All right, great. Thanks for coming in, Rhea and Carmen. And
thank you so much.
Encourage KSDG listeners to stop by the Women's Center.
Awesome.
Okay, that's it.
Cool.